just has a knack for pitching around the edges of the strike zone and keeping the ball off the barrel. That's what he did tonight. It's a good lineup. But yeah, he's certainly a crafty lefty. But he, like I said, he can navigate lineups multiple times. He just keeps the ball off the barrel. He's just been really, really big for us in a variety of roles. And, you know, it was an interesting bullpen tonight, a very different bullpen than we've had for most of the season. So there were no clear-cut options. Looking at my card, you know, we got four starters down there. So it was a little different. But Didi did a heck of a job bridging it to Kinley. You know, could have went a few different ways there, but like the power from Didi, and came in, threw the ball really well. So, you know, like I said, he got us to Kinley, and that was another tough one. You know, you had Riley Green as a tying run, and I had Bummer ready to go. But Kinley's been really good for us, and he's been our late inning setup guy, and so I let him have Riley Green, and he put the inning down. So that was a big part of the game, and then add on late with Ozzy was great, gave us some breathing room. But that's a good win, you know, especially all things considered, the shape of our bullpen tonight, facing a really good pitching staff this series. Mize got hurt. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but faces some good arms, so it's a good win.
You had as you kind of went through your, you know, situations entering this game, did you see a 5-2-1-1 or you know, like if Perez went five, did that the rest of the game go the way you thought?
You know, that was we talk about these scenarios an hour before the game, right? And every night, and that's, and, you know, that was one of the scenarios we brought up. If Martin goes five, you know, where do we go? And you know, it was Didi. So again, just like the power that he was going to bring, you know, in those middle innings, and it worked out. But he did a heck of a job for us. But there was interesting conversation in the pregame when we were talking about our bullpen tonight. It's just about, you know, it was a very different bullpen than we're used to having so far this year. But the guys did a great job.
I don't want to blow it out of proportion, but you know, to stick with Kinley there against Riley Green, does that qualify as a gut decision? It feels like we don't see as many.
Yeah, that was a gut wrenching decision. I think it was that was a tough one. I'm going to be honest, that was a tough one. But like I said, Kinley's been our guy late in games. He's a setup guy. He's a high leverage guy, and it probably wasn't by the book, not going to get the lefty there, but I just felt good about Kinley in that situation. He's got the really good breaking ball that I thought he'd be able to handle that situation because of the breaking ball he's got. But yeah, I mean, it's, you could probably make a case either way for even Bummer to face Green or Kinley. But yeah, stay with Kinley and he did a great job for us.
Is there a tangible psychological boost that'll give relievers saying, hey, you know, if I'm on my game, won't trust me, even though it may not be by the book? I mean, do you think
for sure.
Benefit?
That's the first thing Kinley said when he came in the dugout was, thanks for letting me have the lefty, you know. But, you know, he's earned that. He's been really good for us, really good. He's been a big part of the back end of our bullpen. So that's the big reason why I stayed with him there.
Speaking of trust, we see Yaz had to run RBI. You've been a former player, of course. What does it mean when a manager sticks with you when you're struggling at the plate and he just sticks with you?
Yaz is a really smart guy, and he understands the swing, and he's working on the right things. He's going to be all right. And, you know, the other day, you know, I didn't play him, and that was more because of he locked up his back a little bit after that diving attempt. I think it was on Saturday. His back was already stiff, And then after that dive, he was feeling it pretty good. So that's why I kept him out against the righty on Sunday. But yeah, he's doing the work. He's going to figure it out. And it was good to see him swing the bat tonight. Yeah.
You said pregame that Ronald Acuña Jr. was pretty close to finding that consistency again. Those first two at bats, what did you like from that?
Yeah, I really liked the first one. He smoked that ball. I think it was a fastball too. So yeah, I mean, when someone's got a track record like Ronald, it's just a matter of time. And same thing, all these guys, they're putting in the work. Ronald's putting in the work every day. He's trying to fight through it. And it's gonna pay off. You know, he's just too talented.
Yeah, you were saying he got the call at 9 a.m. It was, I mean, I guess kind of the Dylan Lee situation evolved quickly. Is that safe to say? And y'all kind of had to make these decisions on the fly.
Yeah, you know, and that's a decision, you know, for Alex and everybody, and who are we gonna bring up? And again, you know, Didi's not the clear cut. It's not that clear cut because he's a starter and he's our starter depth, and so, you know, you're rolling the dice there a little bit. But you know, Alex made the right decision. I mean, Didi helped us win a game tonight. You know, he was a big part of that, of us winning that game tonight, putting those two innings down. So it was great that he was here tonight.
Of course, you got the record, the winning record. But when you talk about Alex making that call, the gut-wrenching decision, the bullpen, and you still win. That shows signs of a great team.
Yeah, I mean, we got a good team. They even, you know, when the manager gets it wrong, they still make you look good. You know? So, yeah, we're playing well. We're playing well. There's been a good vibe since the beginning, but we also know that likely tough times ahead, and so. But I've talked about how I feel like we're better equipped to handle those tough times. But yeah, we're playing good baseball in every aspect, really.
What went into the decision to bring Kyle Farmer in for Dom Smith earlier today?
Yeah, a runner in scoring position. That's why. If Riley was still at first base, I wouldn't have done it. But you know, I don't typically pinch hit that early. But I told Manziel, my bench coach, because Farmer was ready to go. I said I'm only going to use him if there's a runner in scoring position. It was 2-0, and I was, you know, in big splits on the left hander that was on the mound. Big splits. You know, righties have a lot more success, and he dominates lefties. So I was taking a crack right there to try to add on and get a, you know, two out base hit to score a run. But yeah, that's the reason why, because he was in scoring position.
One or two more?
Fuentes, you know, had the long relief value, you know, successful back in March, comes back in today, does the same thing. Just what are some of the benefits of just, you know, having those long relief values that help you ease into major league play?
Yeah, I think it has helped. You know, I know he's obviously, he got to the biggies last year as a starter, but, you know, back in the day, they used to break in a lot of starters in the bullpen. That used to be the blueprint. We've kind of gotten away with that, away from that, but I still do think that there's some value to that, you know, in short spurts, you know, and you're not, as a young starter, having to navigate lineups multiple times. It's tough to do. So you get these short spurts, and I think there's some value to that. And you're learning on the fly, and you're not getting overexposed. I do think that's helped Didi.
If you, I mean, there's a chance Fuentes gets sent down, but even if not, will Fuentes be sent down? Do you know yet?
Probably not.
Okay, probably. Okay, so he's safe. But he's not available tomorrow. How do you get through this tomorrow?
Yeah. Come on, Bo. I'm not there yet, man. Let me enjoy this one.
But I guess you do have some.
You know, we have, like I said, we have like four starters in our bullpen right now. So, you know, I think if we play 25 innings, we'll be all right tomorrow. So the construction of our bullpen is very different, like I said, right now than it has been this year. But, yeah, length is not going to be a problem.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt.